It's Let's Talk Legal on the Talk Station, FM 107.1, with Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins. And as we begin the program, to remind you, you can reach out to Andrew and the fine crew there at Harvell & Collins by just simply giving them a call. 252 area code 726-9050, 726-9050, or go online to harvellandcollins.com. Spell out the word and, please, harvellandcollins.com. But today we've got Andrew Foster, life and taxes. And now that taxes are passed, let's talk about life. No, well, so much to talk about, Andrew. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Lockwood.
All right. So I may joke about taxes. Let's just talk about this. I think you've given me a sort of a preliminary on what we're going to be talking about. And it's a succession of life, I guess, for want of better description.
Yeah. So, Lockwood, one of my favorite television shows is Succession. It airs on HBO on Sunday nights. This is the final season. And so I got to give a little bit of a spoiler warning here because we are going to talk a little bit about some details of the TV show Succession. So if you aren't up to date on those episodes, then, you know, unfortunately, you might want to turn the dial down because we do need to spoil a couple things because we need to talk about that and talk about what we can learn from the pitfalls of the Roy family and their strive to pass the family business. Along the lines, so just want to throw that spoiler warning out there,
okay.
and then we'll get into it.
All right.
So if you haven't watched Succession, it's the basic idea is that we have Logan Roy, who is a media magnate. He is your Rupert Murdoch type, your Sumner Redstone. I mean, he is the creme de la creme of the media empire. And, of course, he's up there in age, and he's trying to figure out what he's going to do with this billion-dollar company.
Mm-hmm.
And here he is. He's got four children, all of which have their pros and cons. But, you know, they're really not up to the level, according to him, of passing the business along to, to those individuals. And so what happened in the episode on Sunday night is we were coming just off of, spoiler again, Logan Roy's death. And the kids are trying to determine what to do in the wake of their father's passing. And there's a big unknown as to what's going to happen with Waystar Royco, which is the business at hand, which is the billion-dollar business that you know, Daddy left behind. And it's up in the air. Who's going to take over? Because, unfortunately, Lockwood, Logan Roy, you know, failed in the aspect of doing succession planning. You know, there was no plan when we lose the big guy. You know, what's going to happen with the business? Who's going to be in control? And so, therefore, we're left with a void when, with the passing of Logan Roy. And lo and behold, in the episode on Sunday night, they find a document in a safe, undated, which says that he wanted his son, Kendall Roy, to be CEO of the business upon his passing.
Okay, I have one quick question for you. And again, we're talking with Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins. We've talked about this in the past related to documents being adequately identified both by date, location, signature, witnesses, and everything else. I'm just curious, all right, undated, by the way, was it signed and were there any witnesses? I'm jumping ahead, but I'm just curious.
So it was signed.
Okay.
Witnesses, they didn't get into that detail.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, it was signed. It was undated. There was... The interesting thing was, as it said, I want my son Kendall to be the CEO of Waystar Royco.
Whoa.
Guess what, Lockwood? His name was either crossed out or underlined because the pencil markings on the page, it kind of started as an underline and then went, you know, up through the name. So the question, you know, in the room was always, is that an underline or is that a cross out?
Wow.
And then, of course, the other kids are oh, that's clearly a cross out. You know, clearly Dad was crossing you out. And then, of course, you know, Kendall's response is, well, it doesn't say y'all's names. It says my name, you know, on the page. So, you know, I think it was just illustrative of number one, the importance, Lockwood, of business planning. You know, and I know our listeners out there aren't sitting on billion-dollar media empires, but a lot of our listeners do have very successful businesses.
Right.
And you know, in the importance of making sure that as the founder of that business ages, that we come up with a plan to allow that business to survive.
Right.
And the way that you do that, Lockwood, is through succession planning and making sure that you have your documents in order that dictate what do you want to have happen, you know, to this company when you're no longer there to make those, you know, make the decisions and be the man or woman in charge right. of that business. And you know, so it's vital. I mean, you know, whether it be through picking a child to succeed you, mm-hmm. or whether it be, you know, planning a strategic sale mm-hmm. of the business to make sure that, you know, you get the most out of your lifetime's work.
Right.
You know, there's many ways to go about it, but you know, the important thing is you got to have a plan, and then you got to get that plan on paper, and then we got to make sure that we can follow the plan. And then here we go with Logan Roy's example. Well, he leaves this document behind that clearly, I think everyone in the room agreed the legal validity of the document was non-existent.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't something that you were going to be like, hey, let's go probate this document, or let's take this to a court and have this, you know, rule the day. No, but it was trying to interpret his wishes.
Right.
You know, what did Logan Roy want? Did he really want his son Kendall, you know, to take over the realm? Or had Kendall made him upset over the last several seasons? If you watch the show, you definitely know that Kendall made him upset.
Right.
So, you know, was it a cross out? No. And, you know, and obviously the undated and you know, when was this change made and what type of change was it going for? And it's difficult. You know, when we lose someone like that, we lose someone who's in the business,
mm-hmm.
who is the business, for lack of a better word.
Right.
You know, you really want to know what was their idea. I mean, clearly he was a successful businessman, and his thoughts about what should happen need to be known, and honestly need to be honored.
Well,
but the problem is that he leaves conflicting documentation, and we see it so often in these type of situations, Lockwood. You know, whether we talk about Aretha Franklin with, you know, four or five handwritten wills
right.
lying
yes.
around, you know, or Prince with no will. I mean, you know, you just see these things happen time after time again, where unclear messages are left by very, very successful people about what they want their assets done, you know, and it's so critical. The big take-home lesson, you know, and also they're watching on Sunday night, you know.
Right, right.
It's just so, I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like, I can't believe that he didn't have his ducks in a row, you know, that he didn't have this clearly delineated about where we were going with this billion-dollar enterprise. But unfortunately, Lockwood, he didn't. He didn't leave direction. And now, of course, what do we have? We've got internal strife.
Right.
You know, we've got kids against kids and board against board and higher ups in the business, mm-hmm. you know, jockeying for position. So it's entertaining, you know, on the show, but it's heartbreaking in real life when you end up in a situation like this where someone has failed to plan for the future, whether it be through business succession planning or whether it be just your basic estate planning documents. And, you know, you just see tragic circumstances as a result of that.
We're talking with Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins, Life and Taxes. In many regards, we're talking life, yes, after the death of an individual. You know, several questions for you, Andrew. One, obviously, in any case, the principal of the company has a plan and has a, in other words, an extension of what will happen next year or the next 5 years or the next decade. And many of those plans are sadly, obviously, being kept by the principal in their mind. So that's part of the problem with the succession. How do you move forward? But there's another question that sort of begs to be answered here. What happens in instances of outstanding liabilities or liabilities that aren't clearly distinguished until the estate is being settled? What happens in those instances?
Yeah, so obviously the job of an executor, Lockwood, is to marshal together the decedent's assets, and then take care of liabilities. And, you know, one of the things that you have to do in every estate is run the notice of creditors in the newspaper, which gives creditors a time period to come forward. If you have creditors that you know about during the administration, you know, you're supposed to give them personal service of that notice to let them know, come forward, file your claim against the estate. And then each claim, Lockwood, that's filed, you know, needs to be dealt with. And, you know, they all have priority. You know, so, for example, cost of administration come off the top. That's just that's the rule. The next, you know, then you go down to funeral expenses. You know, $3,500 of funeral expenses, which, in all honesty, the statute should be adjusted, and that number should go up, because it's tough to have a funeral for $3,500 in today's day and age. That has priority, meaning that you can pay that before you pay other creditors that may have filed claims. Gravestone up to $1,500, that has priority. Guess what, Lockwood? Taxes. Taxes have priority. So each one of these creditors fits into a category, and based upon that category, you then determine as the executor, you know, who gets paid and who doesn't get paid based upon the amount of assets that are in the estate. So very important, you know, very important role, very important job. And you're correct. I mean, just like assets have to be handled appropriately, so do liabilities.
You know, to your point a few moments ago, Andrew, and yes, we're talking about, in this particular case, an entertainment, a TV show, Netflix program, I'll call it TV. The fact of the matter is that many of us have ongoing operations, business operations that are important. And as you pointed out a few moments ago, maybe we're not working in the billion-dollar market, but we still have significant assets. And to that, to your point, we've got the opportunity to pass those assets along. And I'm sure that in many instances in that planning and working through you at Harvell and Collins, you would assist those succession plans to assure that obviously the taxation or the liabilities, as tax liabilities, are mitigated as much as possible. So, yeah, I think that this is a very good story. I shouldn't say a good story, but a good indication, or as you said, illustrative of how we should all begin to think about more than just the tax issue, but the whole life aspect of planning for not only our lives, but the lives of our children and successors.
Exactly. I mean, just yesterday, Lockwood, I was meeting with someone who has rental properties, who's in an LLC, and she unfortunately has lost her husband. And, you know, one of the questions I had for her was, well, you know, you clearly get all the assets. That's what the will said. So we've actually even transferred the LLC interest that her husband owned over to her already.
Right.
But, you know, what's your plan with these assets? Because there's an opportunity here. You know, we've talked about stepped up basis before at death. If you're planning on selling these assets, or even if you want to get a bigger bite at depreciation of these assets, because your husband got stepped up basis in these assets upon his death, you know, that's a way for us to plan, you know, and help you out from an income tax perspective. Okay. So just like we plan on the front end, Lockwood, we plan on the back end too. And I think the goal behind today's show is to let our listeners know that there's planning opportunities. Be proactive. And then also, if we end up in a situation where we lose someone who doesn't leave a good plan, we need to be reactive and need to get the train back on the tracks as quickly as possible, so we don't lose benefits of those assets that are available.
We're talking with Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins, and I think we've just heard one of the reasons why you need to give him a call immediately, and I say that not to be humorous. 726-9050. It's a 252 area code, 726-9050. Or reach out. You can, of course, contact him directly at afoster@harvellandcollins.com. Spell out the word and, please, harvellandcollins.com. And you can get more information on their website as well. Andrew, as always, thanks for your time.